Exercise 6. Disaster response is becoming increasingly complex with each new event. Whereas dozens of agencies used to converge upon the scene of an earthquake or flood, there are now hundreds and occasionally thousands. In response to the December 2004 tsunami events, for example, over 200 organizations addressed the single issue of water quality, while thousands more provided food aid, shelter, medical assistance, and many other victim and rehabilitation needs. Studies have found that despite coordination attempts, these responding agencies still tend to work independently and in an uncoordinated manner, resulting in unnecessary delays and inefficiencies in the distribution and provision of relief. Lags, gaps, and inaccuracies persist in the vital information upon which coordination depends. Even when the non-governmental organizations and local community organizations involved in response would like to work together, they are often left out of the coordination planning processes before and during disaster response.